Welcome to Successful Toy Podcast, where we shine a light on the positive side of every journey. Our platform is dedicated to celebrating the success stories and unique experience of people from all walks of life, regardless of their fame and background. Whether you're a well-known figure or just starting out, the Successful Toy Podcast is here to share your story and inspire our listeners with your achievements and insights. Join us as we explore a diverse range of topics and uplift voices that deserve to be heard. Everyone has a story to tell, and we are here to listen.
Keep low. Going harder than a rock, punch a nigga like a clock, tied a little to a lot, kept on grinding non-stop, earn everything I got, was cooking like a crock pot, niggas thinking shit sweet, like a kettle you'll get popped, get the fuck up off my face, I ain't trying to be rude, I ain't trying to sound freaky when I say I miss food, R.I.P. my nigga Meek, I can't forget about the dude, you'll think I'm handy man, anyway, a nigga pack of tools, I'ma get that boy done just because I need two, my nigga Bread, he be glitching, Timberland, he off a boot, I be out here chasing cheese, trying to stack up on my loot, I be balling like I'm Bron, and I don't even hoop, get the money, pressure. Then you put it on the loop. I think I fucked this hoe too good. She keep bragging to the crew. Now a friend hit me up. She say she trying to get it too. When she called me a dog, I responded with a roof. Got a ball with my dogs. I ain't scared to pass the hoop. Got a bit of elevate trying to uplift the crew. R.I.P. the Nipsey Hustle. I be giving niggas blues. Was a badass shit getting kicked up out of school. I was hustling in the school. I was serving niggas ass. I was serving in the school. I was handing niggas grams. Transactions in the school. Serving niggas hand in hand. I bought the bus, jumped the gate. I wasn't even in class. Had to get up on my ass. Had to go. Give me some bands. Couldn't sit around and wait for it to fall off in my hand. Get a nigga deep fried, I throw his ass in the pan. God laughs in the face of the man that made the plan. All black in the dark, creeping like I'm Batman. They ain't gotta say I'm him, bitches know I'm that man. My nigga, yeah, Uncle Sam, cause that boy be taxing. You only doing COD, you don't want no back end. When I pull a tail trap, you know I got a back end. All the fiends love a nigga cause I ran on bass in. You ain't used to fuck with me, but that was back then. And I keep a Glock on me, can't catch me lacking. I been going harder than the rock, punch a nigga like a clock. Tied a little to a lot, kept on grinding non-stop. Earned everything I got, been cooking like a crock pot. Niggas thinking shit sweet, like a kettle you'll get popped. Get the fuck up on my face, I ain't trying to be rude. I ain't trying to sound freaky when I say I miss food. R.I.P. my nigga Meek, I can't forget about the dude. You don't think I'm handy, man, you wear a nigga pack of tools.
I'm looking how I'm feeling, so that mean I'm looking good. Don't congratulate a man for doing shit that he should. I never take a loss, I always turn it to a lesson. This got fantastic for because this thing is gonna stretch. I be tired of telling people all the shit that's on my mind. I be focused on my girl, just hit my plan, power line. Don't be rocking button downs, cause I'm quick to tighten up. Got to lean up in my cup, but I don't like to drink too much. It'll have you moving slow and being slurred with your word. And I ain't the one for gossip, tell them fuck what you heard. Get them pictures in the mail, you niggas never seen a bird. And you niggas really stink, I swear to God, I smell the turd. Got the Benz on the 100, trying to make it back to Lauderdale. Speak on Boo and Meek, and I'ma have to get you out of there. Making niggas hate me, and I know they wanna stake me. I can't let them take me, won't get ate up like I'm gravy. In the pot, I make it bake, I'm going hard with the wrist. Never snitch, so you never put the shot on the lid. I had to change where I was at so I could mob in the mid. You gotta do it for yourself, you can't go hard for a bitch. You gotta do it for yourself, you can't go hard for a bitch. You gotta do it for yourself, you can't go hard for a bitch.
I've been going harder than a rock, punch a nigga like a clock, tied a little to a lot, kept on grinding non-stop, earned everything I got, was cooking like a crock pot, niggas thinking shit sweet, like a kettle you'll get popped, get the fuck up off my face, I ain't trying to be rude, I ain't trying to sound freaky when I say I miss food, R.I.P. my nigga Meek, I can't forget about the dude, you'll think I'm handy man, anyway, a nigga pack a tool.
I was 5 and he was 6, we rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby.
Morning Productions.
Keep out of time. Everybody for your Glock, so let's have a bang out. Till the odds come outside, we don't never see them hanging out. I'm as humble as could be, I'm as humble as a bee, but I always got my stinger out. Trying to get up in my way, I advise you take a different route. I got choppers in the clock like Pride Month, bitch, they coming out. Nice bitch yelling, but I won't let her. Pat just came in and smelling kinda. She think that I'm an officer, she keep on saying. I told her, keep praying to God, baby girl, it's a. Better move right, cause the other side it get. Grinding and drinking, that's all we know. When I'm AL, he was the kicking doors. Bread was still posted up by the stove. I was still getting them for the low. Grinding and drinking, that's all we know. When I'm AL, he was the kicking doors. Bread was still posted up by the stove. I was still getting them for the low.
When she see bread, I she say, everybody switching sides, they said. When my pockets wasn't fat, they said. Now I'm getting motion, now they wanna. It be too much motion, so I keep my eyes open. Memorizing on this ride, I got it down.
Hey, Wise.
Yo.
Hey, Wise on the track, boy. That's a fat boy. Yo, what's going on?
How you doing?
Good. I was like, okay, is he seeing, like, is can he? Are he responding? Can he see my, I'm in the comments saying like, are you on your phone? You get my invite. Like, where you at, nigga? Where you at?
My fault. I was up here making beats and stuff.
No, you fine. You fine. Okay. So introduce yourself. Give them a little bit about yourself. Don't give them too much because at the end of the show, I hand the panel over to you where you could tell them how to find you and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So you can go ahead.
What's up, everybody? My name is K-Wise. I'm a producer, engineer, DJ out of Los Angeles, California. Reside in Lancaster. What's up, world?
Period. So what we're going to do is I'm asking you questions about you and everything you have going on. And then if we have time, I will be, well, we will be playing a round of 21 questions with a twist, okay?
Okay.
And every three questions, I will be playing the music that you submitted to me. And then after we come back from playing it, I want you to talk about it and what inspired that song and things like that, okay?
Okay.
All righty. So let's get into it. You ready?
Yes.
All righty. Winning Producer of the Year Awards back-to-back in 2018 and 2019 is an incredible achievement. What do you think contribute most to your success during that time?
It was just me working with a lot of unsigned artists, mm-hmm. not just in my area, but like in other states too. Mm-hmm. Because I was just trying to, you know, work with all kind of artists, but that's how I got nominated actually for them awards because somebody nominated me and they just hit me up because I was doing so much and I wasn't really charging people like I should have been, but it didn't matter because I love the music that much. So,
because I'm quite sure the songs made money anyway, so that put money in your pocket. You produced it and made the beats and everything, right?
Right. Okay. Exactly.
So I'd rather have that anyways because it's constantly money keep coming in.
Right. Right.
As a 10-time beat battle champion, what strategies or techniques have helped you consistently stay out in such competitive environment? I don't know why the fuck I can't read, right?
We got to use our reading finger.
Okay. The fuck?
Now, what it was, a lot of times, because I look at a lot of beat battles, mm-hmm. and my main person at first to beat battle, it wasn't really to like battle to win. I just wanted the artists to come around me and work with me. But it was like when I entered my first beat battle, I won. I wasn't trying to win. I was like, okay, but I'm still trying to get artists in different area around, you know, Los Angeles or the Valley. Mm-hmm. And I kept winning. And it was like, I actually won more than 10, but I didn't want to put how many I actually won. I just left it at 10.
Man, you supposed to talk your shit. <Talk it back>. Being recognized as a top 5 producer/beatmaker in Los Angeles for the Remy Martin Producer Series 3. Is a prestigious honor. God damn. I feel like I'm you and we on Miss Torsha. Can you share what that experience was like and how it shaped your career?
Well, shout out to the homegirl B-Fly. That's the game's little sister. she's the one that heard the contest on the radio, and she told me I should go challenge. Mm-hmm. And when I went to go enter the contest, it was like over thousands of producers entering. So I thought I had, it was a long shot. And I was just going in there battling, and I was like knocking all these producers out, and I was like, whoa. And then next thing I knew, I was like in the top five contest. So I had to go to LA and battle, you know, four other producers. Mm-hmm. And they was actually monsters too, just like myself. But shout out to Wycliffe, because Wycliffe was there, and Soulja Boy, Migos, which, you know, they kind of jipped me a little bit, but that's all right. And all the record labels that tried to sign me then. But that was like a great thing. Shout out to the Remy Martin Producer Series, because I don't think they're doing it anymore, but they should start back, because that was like dope.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, I never heard of that.
Yeah, it was something that was, you know, the liquor. You get your Remy, drink your Remy. Mm-hmm. If you don't want the Hennessy,
right.
Get your Remy shot. But they was doing it actually in each state, from the east to south. They had a all location, and it was all, you know, unsigned producers coming in with your, you know, with your talent. And the competition was crazy.
That shit sounds.
And for me to make it to like be top five Los Angeles of that year, that was like an honor, because it was a lot to beat all these producers out.
Right.
So that's when I really knew I was like the shit.
You supposed to pop your shit. Okay, be humble, but baby, you got to pop your shit sometime. You know, sometimes you got to pop out and show them.
Right.
So we're going to get into one of the songs. This one is Hard Work LA, Get Active. And when we come back, I want you to speak on that song.
Okay. And
what all you did with that. Let's get into it.
Girl, you're looking like candy. I can tell that ass fat. Look at them red lace brand lace. Change that ass fast like you about to win a grand. Why they make this bitch hot like the sand in my hand? Love the way you move it, how you grab mine. Grab mine, please. I'm just trying to play my position for instance. I'ma walk up on it for a distance. Then grab you by the waist so you can throw it a little bit. Why can let that ass go so you can drop it to the flow? Let everybody know that you a certified pro. She get it from her mama just in case you didn't know. She be grinding on a nigga dancing with her eyes closed. Baby, kind of knowing what she doing, you better watch out. She got her own crib, own bag, and barely pop out. That's the kind of shit that make a nigga wanna get it. And I wouldn't play with it if I really wasn't with it. Drop that ass down, bend it over, get active. Look back at it, let me see you get nasty. Pick it back up and drop it back on the canvas. Then look back at me, girl, you looking like candy. Drop that ass down, bend it over, get active. Look back at it, let me see you get nasty. Pick it back up and drop it back on the canvas. Then look back at me, girl, you looking like candy. Drop that ass down, drop that ass down. Word. Drop that ass down, bend it over, get active. Drop that ass down, drop that ass down. Word. Drop that ass down, bend it over, get active. Word. I love the way she dance with no hands on it. Do it in the mirror, baby, you don't need no man on it. Man on it. You already know that you can fuck it up. And what she wearing to the club, gonna make her run it up. Rat pack drink sold at the bar, lady. Take a sip, get loose, you a star, baby. And can't nobody tell you nothing different, girl. You educated, but you dancing like a stripper, girl. It's your world, baby, girl, look back at it. Throw your hands around your waist like you was mad at it. Then take it to a whole nother level, then I'm looking at her, baby, looking better than she ever been. She thinking I was wrong when I was right with it. I'm trying to take her home later on and spend a night with her. Cause baby looking good and I'm on one. If I take it to the crib, that's a home run. Drop that ass down, bend it over, get aqua. Look back at it, let me see you get nasty. Pick it back up and drop it back on the canvas. Then look back at me, bring it looking like candy. Drop that ass down, bend it over, get aqua. Look back at it, let me see you get nasty. Pick it back up and drop it back on the canvas. Then look back at me, girl, you're looking like candy. Drop that ass down, drop that ass down. Drop that ass down, bend it over, get active. Drop that ass down, drop that ass down. Drop that ass down, bend it over, get active.
Yeah, it sounds like I need to be on this. You need to do a remix and throw me in there. That's something that I like that. I like that. I can see me talking my shit on there. Let's get into it. Now, tell us a little background of this song. How this beat, how you came up with it, what made him, like, are you the type of producer, you make the beat first and then the artist get on it, or they write first and then they come to you for a beat?
Well, with this one, I made this beat around him because, shout out to Hard Work and his wife, Topaz, baby, as she called herself. She was the one that was like, we need some up-tempo shit. We need some, you know, for the ladies to dance, because this was our second song we ever did together.
Mm-hmm.
And my aim towards the beat, I was trying to make a bay beat. At first, it didn't have a piano on it. So the way I was going, then I was like, I need a piano in there to bring it out even more.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then when the beat was finished, he took it back, wrote to it, and he live in Vegas and I'm in California, so he traveling backwards and forward to do this song,
right?
And he came with his verse real quick. I recorded it here in my studio, and once it got out there, the song went crazy in Vegas. That's like our number one song out there in Vegas to go to, because they love that. And that made my name even known even bigger out there. So,
period. I love that song though. I'm for real. Like, you need to tell him he need to do a remix and throw me on there for real.
Oh, definitely.
With 4 solo albums, 2 mixtapes, and 3 beat tapes, how do you approach creating music that resonate with a wild audience while staying true to your style?
Far as like my albums, I was trying to target everyone, like the ladies, the underground MCs, the party people, like everyone. If you listen to my albums, you'll hear the wide range on each project.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's something for everybody, but I don't expect everybody to like every single song because how I did it, because I made it for like certain type of people.
Uh-huh.
Always going to mind, like my beats is always me, whatever, how I'm feeling, I'm throwing those out there. And my mixtape, it's just all everybody that was under my production. I just had them rap with me and vibe out.
Period. I love that. So you produce for both unsigned and signed artists. What do you enjoy most about working with artists at different stages of their careers?
My first love is the unsigned, because that's where the hunger is really at, with just trying to read some and see what I can bring out the unsigned artists and teach them something new.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't really realize. And with the seasonal artists, it just be an honor. Like, shout out to Miss Toy. Like, Miss Toy didn't have to let me give her no type of beats. You know, she got all the producers in the world, but she loved my production. We became like real great friends. So like, people that be in the game, they usually come to me because they hear my production from the unsigned artist.
Mm-hmm.
And they be like, oh, wow, I can't get one of them beats. Or let me get a beat like Miss Toy beat. So I get that a lot. So that's how I'm able to work with people in the industry. But my first reach is people that's unsigned, that's trying to, you know, get there.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, too, you probably don't even know it, behind closed doors, baby. I remember one time I had asked somebody, like, for a beat, and she said, she texted my phone so quick, she said, "Twin, no. We only work with KY's beats." I said, oh, shit. OK, Okay, my bad. that's our producer. That's who makes our beat. That's who we go with. I say, okay. As the co-host of the Lovely Radio Show, how has hosting influenced your perspective on music and the industry?
It actually influenced it a lot also, because I'm learning off, you know, the veteran Miss Toy, how she, you know, interact and with other people that comes to the show, that appears on the show. And I just actually look on how they approach things, which opens me up even more. And I'll be crazy on the show a lot of times, mm-hmm. just to bring the craziness in the show. I'm doing my part, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I love being on the Lovely Radio Show and being a co-host, because I'm learning something every day new, especially with technology and how all the new stuff be going on. So Period. It's a blessing, I'm going to say that.
Period. Ascot Radio say it was amazing co-hosting with Miss Toy. Period.
Yes. So
we going to get into another one. This is called Nights Over Cali.
Yes.
So let's get into that real quick, and then we come back, we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
All right.
No, folks, we the best. West Coast, we the left. Don't boast about the diamonds on our neck. We oath, don't go to the po-po. Designing out a sketch unless you won't kill us and robbing at your steps. Test mine, get the nine of the pit bull pet. Pass the blunt, I ain't get pulled yet. What do these fools rep? No, they suck like Eddie Winslow's ex. What the fuck is not enough? Man, clothes, left leggings in the dress. Gay style trending. I know you suspects were suspicious. A bunch of little riches in the bed, rubber legs like a bunch of little crickets. Listen, I ain't with those that are block off the inches. One punch, get slumped, gun, dump, ammunition, hinges. That I've been missing like a magician. However you want it, Smith and the Winston, you can get the spick and nigga. This is West Coast, baby.
I'm on fleek looking good, we coasting. Don't get this misunderstood. We wouldn't leave here if we could. We posted. Nights over Cali.
The land to get paid. Radioactive waves push the blaze. 6-4 Chevrolets with bad chips. Can't no place compared to this. The trendsetter state, the gangster capital. Mafioso flow, I can't be liable. Keep it real, keep it streets, what I do best. I'm so Crenshaw Cougar, they call me Willie West. The best side represent, put your cups up. Everybody know the sign, throw your dubs up. Bright lights, city lights, don't get confused with the one. Had to watch to get that bomb. KY, the lyrical phenomenon. The streets being blue and red rag, everybody packing guns. You better show love to the brown pride, cause they run the angels, plus worldwide. Homicide, do it, guys, west side, till I D-I-E. Self-X, refs, family, demanding me, demanding we. Stand on our 2 feet, and rep the W-E-S-T.
From Buzzwood to Hollywood, on fleek looking good, we coasting. Don't get this misunderstood, we wouldn't leave here if we could. We posted.
I'm so just roll with it. I'm the one to show up and go and get it. Didn't just stop in Hollywood, I'm international, baby. Let's keep it understood. From the east to the west, we do it crazy. This banger right here, gon' keep them all waiting. Fuck you, we need to pay me. Ain't stripping in the club, I'm a lady. I'm a hustle for it daily. The bonus is these bars. Shiny nights over Cali with these scars. The hustle is hard, damn near dangerous. Still here, warrior down. They'll never get to blame a chick. Never get to blame a chick. Too well established, I let them have it. My ops, I grab them. I subtract and add them. CEO to madam, queen of the game, nothing else but madam.
From to Hollywood, on fleek looking good, we coasting. Don't get this misunderstood, we wouldn't leave here if we could. We posted. Nights over Cali.
Period. So, tell us the backstory of that song and how y'all came together on that one.
Okay, originally, this was supposed to be an intro for another artist's album. It wasn't even a full song. Mm-hmm. But the artist was BSing on it, and I didn't know if that album was going to come out. So, I told him I was going to make it a whole song. Mm-hmm. So, I hit up my homegirl, Khalees, who's singing on the hook. I wrote the hook and had her sing it. At first, she was singing it in a church way. And I was like, oh, no, we don't need the gospel. We need the devil in here. So originally, I had shout out to the homie Elway because he's the one that brought me the sample. And I was like, I got to get Miss Toy on here, like, because I just heard her voice on here, period. So,
I ain't going to even lie. I thought that was her singing.
It should have been. But that's a homegirl, Khalees. She did her thing on there. But
yeah, I like that. You know what kind of...
Yeah, I want to say this real quick. The version that you playing with Speak Low on there is actually, I call it the Squad Remix. So you the first person to debut it on your show. So
period. Hey. Y'all heard that? That was the world premiere on Successful Toy Podcast, bitches. But when it came on, you know what song popped up in my head? You remember that song? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was.
Oh, yeah.
That was song Theo. That popped in my head. Yeah, when he came on. What happened to him, bro? God, leave.
Skilo, he's still doing his thing. He be mostly ghostwriting. But, you know, okay. He's still in L.A. doing his thing, so. Okay. Shout out to Skilo.
Period. I like to him. What challenges have you faced as a producer and beat maker, and how have you overcome them to achieve your current level of success?
One of them is keep being motivated. Because I do get like a little unmotivated sometimes, but mm-hmm. when you have like good people around you that you can actually speak to, and you know, always have God in your mind. Like, I'm going to bring her up again. Toy is always there. Like, if I need somebody to talk to, you know, she's always open ears.
Period. I love that. I know I'd be getting on her nerves just like today. I can read it through that text message. I was like, okay, all right. I was like, okay. I just replied like, okay, leave you alone.
No, Toy is always solid and always been, you know, A1 with me. So that's why, like, whatever she want, I'm going to give it to her. Like, she got it like that, so.
Period. I love that. I love her. That's my baby. She told me, I love y'all for real. We love you, too.
She in the building.
Yeah. Overly love you, boo. With such an impressive career, how do you stay motivated and inspired to keep creating fresh innovative music?
It's all about the talent, because I call it my big three, mm-hmm. which is, you know, Hard Work LA, Miss Toy, and I have to throw in Successful Toy up in there now. What's happening?
What happened? Because you know, I already told you what Twin told me, baby. I can't work with no other beat maker but motherfucking you. So add me to the roster.
That's right. I got you 100. Yeah.
I can't wait for my next song. I can't wait because I know you're going to tear that motherfucker up. Okay, so. The music industry is always evolving. How do you adapt to trends while maintaining your unique sounds and identity as a producer?
Well, one thing about me, like, I see the trends and stuff, but I still don't follow them because I am a trend maker. So
period.
I try to make people follow my what I got going on and what I create. Because I'm not really a follower like that. Well, I'm not a follower at all, because I can be an a-hole sometimes, too. So
period.
I like to set my own trends in a positive way as much as possible.
As you should. So we gonna get into this next song before we get into the next question. And this one, it says the lyrical, I don't know.
Lyrical psycho.
Okay, because I'm like, it just say lyrical P. It don't say the whole word. So let's get into it. Then when we come back, we gonna get into it.
Okay.
K-Watts on the track, boy, that's a fact, boy.
reminiscing upon the 70s. My childhood years was full of innocence. Spending the 33s and the 45s. Then blow out Afro's picks with the fists. My father had the Lincoln 8-track tapes. That Commodores, that Al Green, some Isaac Hayes, some Barry White. Whatever came on, man, it was sounded right. Herbie Hancock played the funky piano. I ran it back to back on the turntable. The needle to the groove, no Mantronics. The $6 million man, he was bionic. Mike Jack dancing like he was robotic. Black fists everywhere, no, you couldn't stop it. That's old music, they was nice with the pen. I got one question, do you remember when?
It was all about the babies, making love inside the gravy. Never had a care in the world, didn't have a care in the world. Remember when we could dance and party all night? Then we laughed and laughed in the moonlight. Never had a care in the world, didn't have a care in the world.
As the journey begins, peep my saga. Cool, quiet kids spinning records like my father. Soul music lasting, you knew it was time to clean. Hitting hook slides on my green machine. Fading everybody on Pac-Man, I was the best. Pop locking in the woods, yes, I was fresh. The real spoiled kid, having way. No kid in the world, but in church you best behave. Or no cartoon Saturday. Hey, we going to Venice Beach anyway. Hey, throwing figs to ops like hand grenades. Hey, satisfying our thirst with the Kool-Aid. Chasing them fast girls, hey, young world. Karate shoes, khakis, and a Jerry curl. 1-900 for the video. Jukebox to see burn Uncle Lou every day. You remind me.
You remind me of a time that I once knew. Not so long. You remind me. Life wasn't perfect, but it was full of happy moments. Yeah. It's all about the babies. Making love is like gravy. Never had a care in the world. Didn't have a care in the world. Remember when we could dance and party all night? Then we laughed and laughed in the moonlight. Never had a care in the world.
Now give us the backstory of that song. I like that too.
That song was called Remember When. That was supposed to be on me and J-Pass project that we got in the cut right now. But all we was doing just reminiscing when we was growing up. Like, remember we used to do this and play high go get it and all these little games, play Pac-Man, having fun. And I had my homegirl Brooklyn James, you know, sing the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible singer. It was just a laid-back track that I produced and for our EP that's coming.
I like that. So, wait, this was another exclusive I just played? Somebody else played it before me?
No. Besides Lovely Radio, you
period.
Yeah, period.
I told y'all I'm some motherfucking body. I be telling y'all. Hey, just to say, oh, we here in world premieres and exclusives. I swear to God,
right.
We don't be on party turning up today, baby. So what advice would you give to aspiring producers and beat makers looking to make a name for themselves in the music industry?
I'm going to say the number one thing is don't let nobody stop you for doing what you're doing. Because people will tell you like, oh, you wasting your time. And don't let age be a factor. I don't care how old you are. You could be 16 to 60. Never stop on your production because Quincy Jones didn't stop until his last days.
Period.
So, like, stay motivated, produce your beats, learn tech, all kind of techniques, and try to create your own.
Period. So, we're going to get into this last song before we play a round of 21 questions with a twist. And you already know what it is. Podbean already know what the fuck it is. But yeah, let's get into it. KY's on the track, boy. It's a fat boy.
Yeah.
KY's on the track, boy. It's a fat boy. KY's on the track, boy. It's a fat boy. KY's on the track, boy. It's a fat boy.
Let's go.
Oh, I'm bad. I make it happen. Get a bag. I'm amazing. I brag. I'm
all these riches, no rags. I'm notorious, stay different, do not mistake my moves up on my pictures. See, I right got my brick top, bunch of bougie bitches about to take life.
Hey, what's on the track, boy? That's a fact, boy.
Successful, I'm bad. I make it happen, get a bag. I'm amazing, I brag. All these riches, no rags. I'm notorious, stay different. Do not mistake my moves up on my pictures. See, I right got my breath out. Bunch of bougie bitches about to take life. What no toy? She kicks back. If you don't know, I'm about to take you back. Who the fuck she is? And it's rap biz. Worldwide, everywhere, and from the crib. Lost to the real chicks, warriors, and bitches. Natural afros. Women with extensions, or they bomb like TNT. Cause ain't no motherfucker better than a team.
Yeah. Real see the real, and real see the fake. Real see the fake. Keep a dope vibe when we step in the place. Step in the place. Always gon' ride and it's never too late. Never too late. We bring it to a live every day, all day.
Yeah.
So lovely, stay fresh. Keep these bangers coming out the west. My troops up, better wave your vest. Drumline set, do the two-step. Yeah, I'm lovely, so fly. Always pretty, propped up on the grind. Yeah, greatest of all time, on period. Better play some Miss Toy, gotta handle it. No talker, I don't play that shit. It's what a hash broke in, I'ma stay that bitch. Y'all bait and switch on who cop the diss. So who carbon copy on the entrances? I'm the worst side. Mayor for your mistresses. Been lucky if you ever get a glimpse of this. I'ma ride, leaving no fingerprints. Brought the TNT, about to blow this bitch. Real see the real, and real see the pain. Real see the pain. Keep a dope vibe when we step in the place. Step in the place. Always gon' ride, and it's never too late. Never too late. We bring it to a live every day, all day.
This motherfucking toy on motherfucking toy. If you bitches ain't know, y'all been a motherfucking know. Yeah. TNT, TNT, TNT.
Now, with that being motherfucking said, TNT, TNT, TNT. Now, what inspired that beat for that song?
Man, I just wanted to do an up-tempo, and the melody is crazy. It's hard to explain how I came with that melody, but that's a sound that I created on my own and to make it sound weird like that. But it's like my drums just cover up to make it pop even more, and I'm like, I know y'all gonna kill this beat.
Yeah, I did my thing. And it's so crazy for that to be my first song. And when I be hearing it, I be like, man, I'm talking. And that shit made me hungry for more. When I left out of the studio, I had them call Miss Todd. I was like, okay, I want in. I'm ready to be a rapper. Thank you, Twin.
Thank you.
Thank you, Twin, and thank you, K-Wise. Thank y'all for believing in me, man. Thank you.
No, I appreciate how quick you did it, because people, it was your first time in the studio and you came out with this. That was like incredible.
Right.
Most people would have been like, oh, I can't do it, or they'd be scared to do it and they'll flake, but you didn't do that.
Yeah. I just like, I practiced the song before I went, and then I was just like, okay, I'm ready. I was like, I'm going to the studio. I had to put on my, I was like, I need some studio clothes. So we're going to play a quick round of 21 questions with a twist, how this game go. I will ask you to pick a number, and I have four categories: personal and fun with a twist, reverse question, wild card, or truth or dare. So you must complete and answer each question and do the challenge. You have one pass, but you'll have to face a wild card, okay?
Okay.
So pick a number 1 through 18.
3.
Okay. That's personal and fun. So let's see what number 3 is. Question: what's the best compliment you ever received? The twist is, flip the question and ask the host this instead. So you got to ask me. So basically, the best compliment I ever received was just now. Again, I normally would say I'm the hottest working podcasting girl in the podcasting world. Right. That's what they've been saying. But I'm going to say the best compliment is how y'all just said I went in the studio and did my thing. <That's right. laughs> So you want to stay at personal and fun? You want to do reverse question, truth or dare, or wild cards?
Let's go with wild card.
Okay. Tell a story about a time you failed but learned something important.
Something I failed? Let me see. Y'all always be getting on me. I'll be reading and stuff. I used to fail a lot at reading. And my reading figure, that was an actual real thing. Shout out, I know she's not here no more, but my old teacher, Miss Hill, mm-hmm. she the one had me show my little reading finger going line for line and I learned how to read, you know, books.
That's crazy, K-Wise, because I do the same thing. So you is not alone, my brother. You are not alone. Why you think when I be on there, Miss Toby, who gonna read? Baby, not me. I can read real good to myself, but reading out loud. Do you want to stay at wild cards or you want to do truth or dare, reverse question, or personal and fun?
Let's go truth or dare.
Okay, let's go. Truth, you want to go truth or dare? Which one?
Dare. I always wanted to go with the dare.
Oh, you know, you're the first person I always pick that pick dare. They always pick truth. Okay. Who's one person you would love to interview on this podcast, but pretend you're interviewing them now?
Oh. I got to interview you on your own show.
Period.
Come on.
Because why wouldn't you? So now you got to pretend that you're interviewing me.
Okay.
Got one question. One good question. That's it. I ain't giving you no more.
All right. Here's my question. Mm-hmm. I want to know, where do you get your energy from?
I don't know. And to believe it or not, I am shy.
What?
Yes. Believe it or not, I am shy. And I feel like me having this personality, it covers up my shyness. So that's why I be like always trying to be funny and saying like off the wall shit, because that's me covering up my shyness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm very shy. And somebody tell me where. Just to tell me where. And then it's what to my, I don't know, it's wild. So you want to stay at truth or dare? You want to do wild card, reverse question, or personal and fun?
Let's go with truth.
Okay. Share your most recent Google search, and please don't let it be porn.
How do I do that? Do I got to put the link up?
Yeah, put it in the comments. Uh-huh. Everybody got to see that. Put it in the comments. And then I'll read it out what you put. Miss Toy said Pornhub. So you want to stay at truth or dare? You want to do wild card, reverse question, or personal and fun while you get that together?
Reverse.
Okay. What's a question you've always wanted to ask the host besides the one you already asked me? So you get another chance to ask me a question.
Being in the state that you're from, is everybody aggressive? You know how you be cussing people out?
Oh, yeah. My city, yes. The city that I'm from Belgrade, Florida. And yes, them bitches' mouth is rude. We will cuss your ass out. We have no filter. We don't give a fuck. The slogan for our town is, I'm from the muck and I don't give a fuck. And that's literally is real. Like, we don't give a flying fuck. We don't care if we hurt your feelings, but just know we're doing it with love. you know? Just know we're doing it with love. Right. We don't give a fuck. You understand? Reverse question, I wouldn't do personal and fun, wild card, or truth or dare.
Was that the one, personal and fun?
Personal and fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's together or that's separate? Personal and fun? Fun?
Yeah, it's together. Okay. It's together.
Fun? Okay.
Okay, so question is, what's the most adventurous thing you've ever done? The twist is, you can only use emojis to explain your answer. Describe them out loud.
Emojis? Do I have to use the emojis on this?
You got to describe them out loud, and I'm gonna write them down and try to guess what your adventures were. The most adventurous thing you did.
Wow. So I gotta sit there and think about this one.
You remember you got one pass, but you're gonna have to face a wild card.
I can't think that. I'm old.
You want a pass? You want to do a wild card?
Oh, I know it was one adventure. And it's not really an adventure. It's kind of funny.
Okay.
Walking through a blood-infested neighborhood with all gangsters all out, and you got on all blue.
You sound like you was at a murder scene. That sound like a murder scene to me. And then you ain't have on the colors.
I didn't have on that, not they colors.
And they
I had on the opposite.
They happened to you?
I only got saved because one of my homeboys was there. That was the only reason why I got saved.
Damn.
It was called like a hood day, and I was walking from Crenshaw, and then around my old high school, it was nothing but blood gangbangers.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know it was their hood day. And I'm up here walking, trying to go home, and they was all out, and I was, woo.
Thank God your homeboy was there. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have been here.
Right. I ain't want to say that, but I was thinking it. You said it. I caught it. You said it.
That was an adventure because it was a long walk, and then that long walk, I'm getting close to home, and then I run into that like, oh. So, yeah, that was my adventure.
Damn, that's scary. Shit, I'm scared for you. I was trying to imagine you. That's scary. You want to stay at personal and fun? You want to go to reverse question, wild cards, or truth or dare?
You say rebirth?
Reverse question.
Oh, reverse. I go reverse.
Okay. You just trying to ask me shit. You don't want me to ask you. Make the host share their most embarrassing moment on air. Okay, so podcast world, you already know, but he don't know, and the new listeners don't know. So one day, I was sitting down watching TV, and I thought I had to pass guests, but I shit it on myself.
Wow.
Yeah. I ain't got nothing that top that yet. And I'd be glad when something happens. I could stop telling that. I'd be glad. So you want to stay at reverse question? You want to do a wild card, truth or dare, or personal and fun?
Wild card.
Okay. Pick up the nearest object in the room and explain why it represents your personality.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of stuff by me. Hold on. I'm going to pick up my inhaler because I got to breathe.
You got aspirin? I mean, aspirin. Fuck, you got asthma?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Pretty bad, too.
Damn. I'm sorry. We gotta figure out some home remedies to get rid of that shit.
No, I've been having this since I was born. So
since a kid, okay.
It ain't going nowhere.
So you want to stay at wild cards, or you want to do truth or dare, reverse questions, or personal and fun?
Truth or dare.
Okay. Which one?
True.
Okay. What's the worst job you ever had?
Oh. I had a whole bunch of those. Once again, I used to work in Inglewood at Wendy's.
I can't see that, but okay.
That job was good because I was eating the food, but the gang activity around there was horrible. Because our uniforms was, you know, you got to wear blue khakis, and the shirt was blue and dark blue with this hat. And I used to have to go outside and sweep.
Now, why would they do that?
Because they didn't have no janitorial or nothing like that. So I would go outside, and I would get pressed every single time by the Inglewood families.
But it's like, how y'all gonna press me and y'all know this my work uniform?
Oh, they didn't care.
That's scary, man. I don't want to move to Cali. I don't want to move to Cali. I wouldn't know what colors to wear, what not to wear. Oh, baby,
No, it's like I knew better, but it was like
I'm at work.
I was 17 at the time, and yeah. It was still horrible. I stayed there as long as I could put up with the gangbang stuff.
Yeah.
Gangbang was real serious around that time in California, so.
That is insane, because they still press you while you was at work. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Damn, work ain't even safe out there. Shit. Okay, you have three categories now. You used up all the truth and dares. So we got wild cards, personal and fun, a reverse question. Which one you want to go?
Personal and fun.
Okay. Question. If you could swipe lives with any celebrity for a day, who would it be and why? The twist to this question is, give your answer in 10 seconds or less.
Denzel.
Why Denzel? Somebody else had played this and picked Denzel too, so I want to hear your reason. See if y'all got the same reason.
Because my answer is like, because he have everything, you know, in life, and everybody be jocking him, so.
Period. And then you supposed to say, and all the ladies love him, no matter how.
Yep. Like,
no matter how he is. We love us a Denzel, baby. So you want to stay at personal and fun? You want to do reverse question or wild cards?
Personal and fun.
Okay. Question. What's a weird or fun talent you have that nobody knows about? The twist is, answer this question as if you're a TV game show host announcing a prize.
Wow. I kind of spilled it already on the lovely radio show.
Uh-huh.
But welcome to the show with K-Waz about to spit his poetry. To be or not to be ass nigga.
To be or not to be ass nigga. Oh shit. Shawty B say, oh, you do poems.
Yes.
Period. You gotta give us one day. You did it on the Love the Radio show already?
Yeah, you heard it. It was one I did on the song with my homie Provoke.
Oh yeah. Producers.
Yeah, that's how I started. I was into poetry first.
Period. Okay. So you want to stay personal and fun, reverse questions, or wild cards?
Wild card.
Okay. Sing or hum a song that describes your mood today.
Dang. Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. I'm stuck.
You don't know how you feel today?
According to my mood.
Mm-hmm.
I should go. I know y'all like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, what that is.
For real, happy.
Happy.
Yep. I love that song.
You could have came up with, because I wouldn't have figured that one out. I'm trying to think of the other happy song from back in the day. What the man name was? Man, I don't know. You should have said, I love and happiness or some shit.
I love that song, Happy. And he shot in LA too, so hey.
Period. So you want to stay at wild card or you want to do reverse question or personal and fun?
Let's go wild card.
Okay. If you could have a superpower, what would it be and how would you use it for good?
It would be mind control.
How would you use that for good?
I'll be controlling all these girls' minds.
That's why I said, how the hell would you use that for good? Because that just sounds like some shit that you don't have control over. You're gonna use that to your advantage.
I'm gonna use it positive. It's gonna be positive.
How would you use that positive?
It'll just be in my favor.
So we have two categories left now. Personal and fun or reverse question. Which one you want to go with?
Personal and fun.
Okay. Question. If you could relive one moment in your life, what would it be? The twist to this question is you must rhyme every word in your answer, and you should be good at that.
Ooh.
Put you to the test.
All right. If I can go back. Ooh.
Relive one moment in your life.
Let's see. If I can go back, let me see. Damn, I'm gonna sound like a whack rapper because it's spontaneous.
I'm gonna say bull, tomato, tomato.
I've been freestyling a while. Hey yo, check it. Pete the Method. I was outside, almost got jacked, and the homie got naked. Because these thuggins always want a thug. Man, I need to be back 21 so I can give all them vicious dudes a hug. I don't know.
I liked it. Okay. Snap fingers. I liked that. Okay. So you want to stay at personal and fun or reverse question?
Reverse.
Okay. Guests, ask the host, what's your biggest fear? So you have to ask me, what's my biggest fear? Ooh. So my biggest fear is heights.
Really?
Yes.
How tall are you?
5'5".
Oh, you short.
Is it?
I don't know why I thought you was tall. Yeah.
It was the heels. It was the heels. You see me in heels on pictures. That's why. That's okay. But I want to face my fears. Like, I'm not scared of planes or nothing like that. I'm just scared of, like, roller coasters. You won't fly?
Not at all.
For real?
I haven't done that yet.
Oh, my God. I used to be, when I first got on a plane, I used to be scared to look out the window. But now, baby, when we up and away and seeing nothing but clouds, I open it and sometimes I just gaze out the window. But I'm scared. So I say, he ain't doing it. So you drive everywhere you go?
Yes.
Oh, that's crazy. That's insane.
I'm going to do it one day, but I don't know when is that day.
Right. Yeah, me, I'm ready to face my fears, though. I'm ready to face my fears. And I feel like I was telling somebody, the last person I played this game with on my show, that the way I want to face my fears to get over everything, that way, if I do this one thing, I feel like then I won't be scared of nothing. I want to do skydiving to face my fear of being scared of heights.
Oh. They have this thing in Vegas where you can like float in air.
Yeah, that's, but I don't want to do that. I literally want to go on the plane, them take me up in the air and we jump out in parachutes. I feel like that's the way I can literally face my fear. And if I do that, I feel like then I can accomplish anything. I won't be scared of that no more.
Okay, you might pass out though. I know. that's too much.
Wake me up when we get on the ground.
You gotta start small. That's extreme.
No, that's why I want to do the extreme, because I done tried getting on roller coasters and I'm still scared. So I feel like if I do that, yeah, then I can, you know. So yeah. So with that being said, Toy, you going to have another embarrassing story. We got to think positive. So with that being said, I want to say thank you for coming on the Successful Toy Podcast. I'm now going to hand the panda over to you, to where you let the people know how they can find you, and if they want to purchase beats, how can they purchase beats? Like, let them know everything about you.
Okay, you can find me at on Instagram, IG, at KWAZ500. You can also find me on YouTube, KWAZ on the Track Boy. If you want to buy beats, you can hit me on my IG and just inbox me, and we can discuss the business on how to get beats and what kind of beats you like.
Period. So I want to say thank you so much for coming on Playing a Fun Game of 21 Questions with a Twist with me. This interview was very, very fun. And you welcome back anytime you drop any new project and want to promote it. My doors are always open because KWAZ on the Track Boy. That's a boy.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I want to say thank you to everybody that tuned in, the likes, the shares, the gifts. Oh my God, Justin, you showed your ass today. Were you trying to show off? Because we had new company in the building or something. I appreciate y'all so, so much. And I will see you guys in the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to the Successful Toy Podcast. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on YouTube. If you prefer to listen, find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Listening Notes, Samsung Podcast, Podcast Index, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. See you in the next episode. Bye.